telling myself I should be regular in the masjid. I should not be dealing with my parents this way. I'm not responding. That means that you have to turn yourself off, and you have to restart in what mode? In the safe mode. Now what's interesting is that when the computer crashes, the computer is designed, or it's, you could say it's smart enough to recognize that once it crashes, when you restart it, what does it do? It will then kick you back into the screen that says, you recovered from a major error. Do you want to start in safe mode? Now, what is safe mode? Safe mode is the computer saying, we're going to shut all the extra activities off. We're going to start you back in the minimal function necessary for the computer to run so that you can begin to perform your diagnostics to recognize what was the problem that crashed the computer to begin with. So in the same way, when a human being begins to recognize that they have crashed, only you can tell yourself that, right? Then you start saying, I'm pressing this salah button, nothing's happening, right? It's not responding. I'm telling myself I should recite Quran, it's not responding. I'm telling myself I should be regular in the masjid. I should not be dealing with my parents this way. I'm not responding. That means that you have to turn yourself off and you have to restart in what mode? In the safe mode. And when is the safe mode? Safe mode is in Ramadan. Right? That's the proper time. I mean, you can do it any time outside of Ramadan as well. But the best opportunity to restart yourself in safe mode is in Ramadan. There are people that basically wake up one day in the morning and they say, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being so unhappy. I'm sick of having to do all this stuff. I'm not going to pray today. These are the thoughts of kufr. They're not far away in this day and age. They're common. They arise. And it's a sign. It's a sign of the danger and the dangerous times in which we live that a human being could even think, I'm not going to pray this prayer today. Constantly eating Allah's mercy, constantly sleeping with Allah's mercy, constantly existing through Allah's mercy, and then somebody could actually stand up and say, well, I'm not going to pray this prayer today, I'm sick of it. But it happens. And it's not even happening, it's common. So we must take advantage of these times to run these diagnostics, and the guarantee is that if you actually run these diagnostics, you'll be absolutely back to normal. It's so easy. I mean, once these guys figure out, these computer guys, you know, the hard thing with a computer is not actually fixing the problem. The hard thing is figuring out what the problem is. Once you know the memory's bad, you just take the chip and you just put a new memory in and it's done. The hard thing was figuring out was what was it, the memory that was bad? Is it the system that's bad? Is it this that's bad? Is it that that's bad? So the diagnostic is the hard thing. Curing it is the easy thing. You just have to simply then say, Ya Allah, I recognize this deficiency within me. Ya Allah, I am unable to cure this deficiency without your assistance. So Ya Allah, I ask that just as you made me recognize it, you also make me see its cure. Very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very quick to respond in these types of scenarios.